Hello friends, Denny Fruto here with a lesson on question and answer 39 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. What is the duty which God requireth of man? The duty which God requireth of man is obedience to his revealed will. We're coming to a new section in the Shorter Catechism now. As you remember, the Catechism begins with the question, what is the chief end of man? And the answer is, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Then the Catechism asks, what rule hath God given to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy him? And the Catechism answers, the Word of God, which is contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy God. So how is it that we may glorify and enjoy God? We must follow the Scriptures. We must understand and know the Bible as the way in which God directs us to glorify and enjoy Him. And then the Catechism asks, what do the Scriptures principally teach? The Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God, and what duty God requires of man. And the first great section of the Catechism involves the things we are to principally believe concerning God. Now we come to the section in which the Catechism expounds our duty. The duty which God requireth of man is obedience to his revealed will. And then the Catechism proceeds to expound the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God. The Westminster Divines give us Micah chapter 6 and verse 8 as the proof text for this question and answer. Listen to the English Standard Version. He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? There are three things that God says through the prophet Micah. We are to do justice. This is part of our obedience to the law of God. It is part of our obedience to the revealed will of God. We are to walk in justice. And, of course, the Apostle Paul tells us that the law is holy and righteous and good. That it is just and good. And we need to understand that this is the case. And to follow the Ten Commandments is to follow that which is just and good. And then the third thing is to walk humbly before our God. That is to remember that the Lord our God is indeed our Lord, and that we are His creatures, and that we are not only His creatures, but we are His redeemed creatures. And we owe our lives to Him. And then in the middle, we find these words, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. To love kindness. The word kindness in Micah 6:8 here is the Hebrew word chesed, which refers to the covenant love of God. In other words, to walk before God in what He requires us to do is to recognize His covenant love toward us. And I'm placing this question and answer, as you see on the whiteboard, in the context of the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus is divided neatly into three portions. The redemption of God's people is shown to us in verses or chapters 1 through 18. The people come to Mount Sinai in chapter 19, and in chapter 20, God gives the people the moral law. He enters into covenant with the people. And then in chapters 25 through 40, God orders the construction of the tabernacle. And in chapter 25, he says to Moses, "Let them build a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them." And so God gives the directions for building the tabernacle, and the tabernacle is built, and the glory of God rests among the people. And you see, the moral law of God, therefore, comes in what I call the envelope of grace. It comes in the envelope of God's covenant, as God forms the people into a covenant community. And this covenant involves God redeeming His people and God forming them into a worshiping community. This covenant involves redemption and worship. And when you and I obey that which is required of us, we remember His redemption and we enter into His worship. We love His covenant, which of course involves the moral law of God, but also involves our remembering that when we fail to live in accordance with the moral law, we repair to Jesus Christ and remember our redemption. And you remember, of course, that the Passover in the book of Exodus foreshadowed the death of Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. And so we repair to Jesus Christ and beg the forgiveness of God on the basis of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And then we bow before God in worship, loving His covenant, you see. And so our understanding of the moral law is this, that as the Catechism expounds it, it is given to a redeemed people who are formed into a worshiping community. And it is in this covenant that God executes, forms with His people, that we understand the moral law of God. It does not come to us in a vacuum, and you and I should never expect that our obedience to the moral law is something for which we can pat ourselves on the back. No, God redeems us in order to cause us to walk in His statutes and follow His judgments and to fall before Him and worship Him. And so always remember this, my friends. The moral law comes to you and comes to me in what I call the envelope of grace, and it is delivered to us in the envelope of God's loving covenant to you and to me. Thanks for listening.